It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
What does Al Capone, Amy Winehouse, Anna Nicole Smith, and Elvis Presley all have in common? Well, they're all dead, but they're definitely not resting in peace. Al Capone, the notorious 1920s mobster, was incarcerated at not one but two haunted prisons during his time alive, the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco, California. His spirit plays the banjo for one of the cells in Alcatraz, something he did while serving time there. However, during life, Capone was haunted by the ghosts of James Jimmy Clark, one of his victims during the St. Valentine's Day massacres. While in prison at ESP, the gangster would yell at Jimmy and leave him alone. After his release, Capone hired a psychic to get Jimmy to leave him alone, but it just didn't work. Oh, one of my favorite singers, and one of my wife's favorite singers, is Amy Winehouse. Unfortunately, Amy Winehouse bought the house quite a long time ago. Tragically and unexpectedly, she passed away from alcohol poisoning, of all things, at the age of 27, back in July of 2011. In life, Amy was no stranger to the paranormal, though. Her grandmother, Cynthia, would appear to her in her sleep following her death in 2006, as mentioned in the dedication on her Back to Black album. On May 21st, 2008, she fled her North London apartment in fear that a ghost named Henry was trying to harm her. There were scratches on her arms, which she attributed to the spirit attack. For a short while, she resided at the Chelsea Harbour Hotel, as she refused to go home until the place was exorcised. Friend told Britain's Daily Star she has a spare room in her house and she's been too terrified to redecorate because she believes a child died in there. It was this creepy airplane wallpaper and a weird feel to it. In her later years, Amy was working to conquer her addiction and sober up the Isle of St. Lucia in the Caribbean after claiming to have been visited by the ghost of Michael Jackson. There, she was reportedly speaking with spirit mediums. A source told Britain's The People, she heard Michael's voice telling her if she didn't sort herself out, she'd lose everything. Amy had been a longtime fan of the King of Pop, by the way. The singer's father, Mitch, claims she is frequently visited by his daughter's spirit, telling the son, after 3 years, I was thinking maybe that one day she'll come back in some shape or form, and she does come back, not physically, but spiritually all the time. Her spirit comes and sits on the end of my bed. She just sits there and looks just like her, with her beautiful face, and she looks at me. I say to her, are you all right? Because I get nervous with her being here. But it's comforting in a way to know she's here and around me. Most of her visits are around her birthday, which is September 14th. He also believes that she visits him in the form of a blackbird, similar to the one she has tattooed on her arm. He explained, the week after she died, I was at my sister's house, and we heard this thud, and a blackbird that looked identical to Amy's tattoo flew into the glass. Oh boy. We went to pick it up and put it on the perch. It happened at night when the birds don't fly, but it came back and sat on my foot. And then we put it back again and it came and sat in the middle of us and sang, I do now see blackbirds all the time. And you think, oh, it's only a bird, but it's her. I'm sure of it. Mitch is certain it was his daughter. And said in regard to the paranormal happenings, there are so many things that happened to me that I cannot explain. And there's another little thing. Another little thing here for Amy. On February 3rd, 2012, a Canadian psychic named Nadine Rhodes made claims that Amy was haunting her friends. Rhodes stated that Amy had made a series of angelic appearances dressed in white. Each time she appeared, she would tell Rhodes' friends that a man named Kevin Sheridan in Bedfordshire was suffering in pain. The psychic also claimed that Amy spoke of British police using voodoo to curse people. Mitch took a Twitter and said he didn't know who Sheridan was and denied police using voodoo. He also wondered why would Amy appear to strangers. Musician and close friend Pete Doherty was convinced the singer was haunting his apartment, having seen three or four times. She is alleged to have warned him of the dangers of drugs and alcohol. Doherty firmly stated he was clean while witnessing her spirit, worrying that people would write off his experiences being drug-induced visions. He fled from Paris after these encounters, by the way. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Poor Amy Winehouse. But don't forget, Anna Nicole Smith just doesn't know when to quit either. Prior to her fame, former Playboy playmate Anna Nicole Smith claimed to have had a sexual encounter with a ghost who would often climb up her leg in her sleep. She said she enjoyed the interaction, stating, I was freaked out about it, but then I was like, well, you know what? He's never hurt me, and he just gives me some amazing sex, so I have no problem at all. She must have been into light penetration. Anna Nicole Spirit is said to haunt room 607 at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, where she's found dead of a prescription drug overdose in February 8, 2007. The rooms have since been renumbered to deter paranormally motivated visitors. Her ghost wanders the halls to this day, possibly in search of the scene of her death. You know what? The next one's a real hound. Maybe even a hound dog. Elvis Presley, the iconic king of rock, is one of the most cited celebrity ghosts. And I'm going to end the list with him today. Unsurprisingly, a majority of the encounters take place at Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee, where he lived until his death at the age of 42. All the way back in August of 77. Many of the reports share the claim of feeling a buzz or a vibe in the kitchen. Numerous videos have surfaced on YouTube over the years, allegedly containing the apparition of Elvis peering through the curtains. Boardwalk Empire actress Paz de la Huerta had a sexual ectoplasmic touching experience with Elvis, reporting, "I went to Elvis' recording studio because sometimes the sensitive people feel him in this room, and I stood in his corner and I felt him. What can I say? I felt him touch me. I mean, come on, he's a ghost. It was like Elvis was tickling me with a feather." The King has also speculated to haunt the Las Vegas Hilton, the site of his final performance in 76. There he has been spotted in his penthouse suite, the basement where he hung up before and after the show, and the freight elevator he used to hide from his droves of fans. During one of the performances, singer Wayne Newton witnessed Elvis' ghost looking down at him as he sang. There have been a considerable number of sightings of Elvis during and around the Vegas Strip as well, but these reports are often disregarded, seeing as there are a number of Elvis impersonators and red Cadillacs pretty much just freaking everywhere. A film star as well as a rock legend, Elvis Presley is also known to haunt Hollywood's Knickerbocker Hotel, where he regularly stayed. Room 1016 seems to be the epicenter of the activity, as guests describe the room as being unreasonably chilly. The RCA recording studio in Nashville, where Elvis recorded Heartbreak Hotel, has had a number of paranormal occurrences as well. Now used as a television production studio, stagehands claim that the mention of his name enough, guess what? It'll summon the King's ghost. Lights have been known to blow out, ladders fall over, mysterious noises have been heard. Elvis has even been seen wandering about Nashville, but similarly to the Vegas sightings, they are often discredited due to impersonators. In the book Elvis Afterlife, Unusual Psychic Experiences Surrounding the Death of a Superstar, Dr. Raymond A. Moody Jr. details the story of Georgia police officer Howard Welch. One of Welch's four sons, Tony, had taken $2,000 and went away from home to pursue a career in acting in Los Angeles. Tony left behind a room filled with posters and records of his idol, Elvis Presley. One night, the King appeared to Tony's father as a police officer, having famously collected police badges. Elvis told the rather worried officer Welch that he, too, was concerned, but that he was unable to personally help the boy. However, he knew that Tony was with a bad crowd and on drugs, and he was able to provide a description of the surrounding area of where Tony was staying in Los Angeles. Officer Welch and his family rented a car and drove to California in hopes of finding his missing son. Shockingly, they located him in a rundown house near the exact same scene that Elvis' spirit had described. Officer Welch elected not to share his source for knowing there would be a missing boy and was fearing he'd be laughed at by most people, let's be honest. After a tear-filled reunion, Tony later revealed to his father that he had dreamed that Elvis told him his father was coming to get him, hence the way the story went. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And guys, there's a lot more. There's also Jim Morrison. Lead singer of The Doors, Jim Morrison, was found dead in 1971 in Paris, France, from what may have been an accidental heroin overdose or even a heart attack from it. With no autopsy having been performed, the true cause of his untimely death at the age of 27 remains a mystery. Jim was buried in Père Lachaise Cemetery in France in an initially unmarked grave. Many headstones in the graveyard were vandalized or stolen. Morrison's father eventually placed a plain-looking marker on the site with the Greek inscription that reads, "Against his own demon." In 1997, a journalist named Brett Meisner visited the cemetery and had his photo taken beside the headstone. In the background, a translucent figure can be seen standing in the doorway of a crypt, with his arms held to the side like his iconic publicity photo. Meisner was not aware of the apparitions present in the photo until several years later when his assistant made the discovery. The Doors' former recording studio was transformed into a Mexican restaurant named Ybarra, which has since closed down and become a whiskey bar. The owner believes that Jim Morrison is haunting the bathrooms. The manager at the time stated, "Jim Morrison is definitely in there. Funky things happen all the time that we can't explain in this bar." So there you go. Do you guys think it's possible? Do you think it's possible that these celebrities just cannot find rest? I think it's very, very possible. I hope you guys have enjoyed 31 Days of Halloween. Guys, it's almost over. This is the last mini episode, so to speak. Tomorrow, we're going to have a really awesome guest. I hope you guys enjoyed on Halloween. I'll see you then. Thanks so much for taking the time.